You're listening to the All Elite Podcast, your favorite AEW fan podcast for in-depth analysis and discussions about the number one growing brand in professional wrestling today, All Elite Wrestling. This podcast is broadcast live on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch on behalf of the No Holds Barred Network. The network is your source for wrestling interviews and podcast content featuring independent wrestling and AEW. Also, make sure to hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. So sit back, relax, and interact in the live chat. Enjoy the show.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the All Elite Podcast right here on the No Holds Barred Network, your source for all wrestling podcast content and more. I am your host, as always. I'm your self-proclaimed greatest host, Kyle Masters. I'm always joined by my co-host. She's the EVP of Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies, the Lady of the Light Tubes, the woman of many nicknames. Stephanie!
Ha! Good!
It's all right, you know. We're here at our St. Patrick's Day episode.
I just saw the leprechaun.
Oh, you see it now? Yes. The leprechaun that's dancing in between us there on cam. So, if you audio listeners, you got to come over to YouTube and see the video version of the podcast. I did a little theme for us today.
Kyle does that, like, I'm all about all the gifts.
Y'all about the gifts.
All about the gifts. I love it.
So, is that what they're called? Gifts? I had a hard time finding them.
GIF. I don't know.
Anywho, guys, welcome to our St. Patrick's Day themed episode. It's funny because I was talking to Tiff beforehand and, you know, shaking her head because of one thing. I went through my entire wardrobe today. I actually own nothing it's surprising. I actually own zero things that are green. And I'm like, what? I own every color. I told her I own every other color, but green. I even have a pink shirt. I have a pink, it's a breast cancer awareness shirt, but it's still pink.
Rude. Right?
It's
terrible because Kyle knows, like, I like all these, like, themes and holidays, and that's what I'm all about. And he was like, oh, let's all wear green. And I was like, okay.
I can say I tried today, though. Because I went out and looked, and I went to two different stores, and both of them got their St. Patty's Day shit off the shelves so fast. And I'm like, wow, you guys are quick. Like, literally, St. Patty's Day was yesterday, and it's already off the shelf.
That's terrible. See, I thought you were going the other day, but...
I didn't end up going.
Can I just, like, shout out Ringside Wrestling? Caleb's in the chat. What's going on? He says,
hi, Caleb.
It's GIF. So,
it's GIF.
Jackie, Kyle, someone needs to pinch him.
You can do a lot of things. You guys need to slap me upside the head so I can get...
Can you be like a combination of Mickey Mouse / leprechaun?
I told you before we went on, I can't do an Irish accent if my life depended on it.
I think you should try.
It turns to Italian so fast.
I think you should try. You should do it for Jackie.
Mickey Mouse? Oh, St. Patty's Day is here. Oh, Tiffany, you're looking all green now. Oh.
I like how this kind of slid into my Under the Rope series, too. We got Billy Dixon to do Mickey Mouse, and I just lost it.
I guess someone in the chat, Brad in the chat, do they do St. Patrick's Day in Canada? Yes, they do. Yeah. Come on. I know I'm not representing that right now, but I looked. Not my fault that the stores are up here just like, nope, get the shit off the shelf. Get it off. One day after, there wasn't even like a clearance shelf.
I can't believe you waited till today to go. Like, you told me, like, when did I tell you I went to the store? I purposely went to Party City. And it was funny because I told Kyle, I was like, I have $5. I was like, to spend on this. And it was funny because I was sending him stuff on Amazon with like the leprechaun hat.
You can't send me stuff on Amazon. I've told you, it's not my Amazon.
Even if I sent it to you, you should be able to find like something close to it on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah. I know Amazon, I probably should have. I'll take that. I should have looked on Amazon. But because shit up here, everything's closed. So it's so tough to like look for shit. Yeah. And today I went to the freaking, I had to go to the dollar store of all places. I didn't even know that reopened, and it was.
Kimmy said, can we shame Bell him for the lack of green?
Hey, I'm wearing the gold, okay? It's not all about green. Yes. The gold.
Well, I don't know about that.
Got the gold.
Here, I'll shame
what is
fat
that?
Farrah.
Don't throw fat Farrah. How dare you? That's shame on you. That's animal abuse. That's animal abuse.
You know what? Let's give you the little...
I'm calling the local authorities.
You do that, okay? Here, fat Farrah.
They're going to come take him out, you know? They're going to ship him off to Canada. He's going to come live with me. How about that?
Oh, I should have put him in the package to you. All right.
Penta stole a green hat, Kilroy.
He did. That was like the talk of the town.
There's a difference. He didn't come out with a green hat.
I love how everybody said the same thing on Twitter yesterday. They're like, where's the gif? Where's the gif? Where's the gif? I'm including myself looking for it. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Fat Farrah is joining the podcast.
Fat Farrah is not liking his... You know what? He looks a little bit concussed from all that shaking.
Drunk.
Look, he's falling.
You've concussed him.
You have concussed Fat Farrah. How dare you? You shook him like this. He's never going to be the same.
He had green beer. Anyways. All right, let's try this again. Come on, Fat Farrah.
Yeah, let's try the podcast again. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, this is where myself and Tiffany usually talk about everything in that AEW world from BTE, Dark Elevation now, Dynamite, everything that's AEW related, we chat about it here. We like to have a lot of fan discussions. So if you're in the live chat, join in, ask us a question, ask us for comments on anything, or if you're watching back and watching Tiffany set up Fat Farrah, you know, drop your comments down below on YouTube. Thank you if you're watching this live on YouTube, Twitch, or Facebook. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you're an audio listener, you guys are my faves. You know that. Thank you for tuning in and downloading the episode. You guys are the best. A couple of podcast notes.
Wait, I'm just dying at the chat right now. So apparently Caleb says the Mickey impression is good enough for me to let the gift thing slide. Listen.
Thank you.
He lives in UK. I mean, I'm from New York. Kyle's from Canada.
Apparently there's a Canadian. I don't even know where the hell that is, but apparently I live there.
Yeah, Canadian.
But Tiff, podcast note, this is very exciting, guys. So you guys are going to want to pay attention, not now to the podcast exactly, but in about 3 weeks, something big's coming to the podcast.
It's so big that I don't even know what it is.
Well, Tiff, you do know what it is. We just can't discuss it until 3 weeks from now.
Oh, okay. I know now.
So no, it's not Preparation H. If you've been following along with the podcast the last couple of weeks, it's not Preparation H. Contrary to popular belief, it's not, or popular opinion, whatever the term is, it's not. But something big's coming, so you guys are going to want to pay attention. I'll just say now it's a sponsor, and they've sent us some stuff, and I got it today, and I'm quite impressed. So I'm going to be probably closer to, maybe actually on the 31st of March. Actually, no, our first episode in April is a Thursday, April 1st. So we'll be able to debut it on Thursday, April 1st. And we'll have a unique promo code for you guys. And it's going to be awesome. So we're going to, you guys can ask all you want in the chat. We're not saying anything. We cannot. This is actually an agreement with the sponsor. We cannot say anything. So we are going to announce that on the April 1st episode of All Elite Podcast. So that's that. Another side note, I've started a new gaming series on the network. I've joined the E-Federation League, as it's called, on Twitch. So I have my own wrestling league. It's going to be on live on Twitch every Wednesday before Dynamite at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on our Twitch channel. And you guys can come watch. I've called it World of Wrestling. I put a few clips out on my Twitter already today to preview our kind of highlight a couple of things that happened in our first event. It's going to be really fun. collabing with a couple of channels on this. It's going to be very, very exciting. So you guys can go check that out on our Twitch channel right now.
I got big also interviews coming up. I was going to drop them, but I'm just going to wait. I'm just really excited for this whole month of interviews. We got some big interviews.
Ooh, so Tiff got big interviews on a network coming too, guys. So pay attention to that. Make sure you're following the network on the socials.
All that fun stuff.
All that fun stuff. So let's talk about AEW. It's been one hell of a week,
Tiff. Yes.
And I mean, when I say one hell of a week, I mean from the moment we ended last week's show till now, because stuff happened a few days after last week's show that kind of ruffled a little feathers of people, to say the least. I kind of made a post that, man, oh man, I always like, I didn't mean for this post to get the attention that it did, okay? Let's just say that. But the trolls came out of the woodwork heavily on this, and I'm like, you know what? I'm in that kind of mood. I'm going to start trolling back.
I'm surprised at you. I was actually shocked because I didn't see it till way later. And then I actually messaged Kyle and I was like, oh my God, you pissed a lot of people off.
It's not like I egged the trolls on, you know, if I sent out a tweet egging them on, sure. But I didn't. I just simply said, if you support so-and-so, which I'm not going to mention his name, please unfollow me.
Bill's in the chat. He said, listen, if you ever need someone drinking on the pod, just ask for Mickey Moxley.
Mickey Moxley. Or Moxley. Or no, it was Moxley Mouse.
Yeah, Moxley Mouse. But I think the funniest thing with you is the way you responded to people that because I know Kyle for 6 years now. So it's I can actually hear Kyle type. You ever feel that way about people that you could just see how they would say it in person? Oh, yeah. Up against,
I was smirking at all my
up against
answers.
Just see the typing, and that's what I was seeing out of Kyle's responses to people, and I think that's what made me laugh even more,
because I could have been worse. I could have sank down to their level, but I didn't. I'm like, you know what, no. I'm gonna just be funny, because there's the one that everyone keeps pointing out is where the guy is who the hell are you, and I'm like, oh, my name is Kyle Masters, nice to meet you.
Those were the ones that were, I think, the funniest to me, that you were doing that. And then you're like
oh, if you're confused, it's actually thanks. Right up there next to my display picture.
Thank you.
Kyle Masters.
Oh my God. He had me wrong.
But then there were some where I'm just like, yeah, nope. Block. Block.
That was just crazy.
I gained a lot of followers, but that wasn't the intention. Again, Twitter is a platform where you can speak your mind. There's no law saying you can't say what you want to say. And I just said, if you follow this person, just unfollow me because I don't like them. And what they said about Penelope Ford was horrible. That is the most disgusting thing you could ever say about a human being. That was horrible. And it's not needed.
That seems to be the thing lately is it's not just AEW that people are doing that they're getting a lot of even other promotions too, stuff that I support that I was hearing it in the fans. And then there was Danny Cage at the Monster Factory came out and he kind of yelled at the people in the audience saying that, you know, you can't be saying this stuff. Mm-hmm. So we got to clean all this bad shit out. That's terrible. All the you know, being a female, that's so disgusting. And
oh, trust me, I know the females in this wrestling community. I feel so bad for you guys, especially, or you girls. Sorry, I'm going to be politically correct here. You girls, or else I'll get, you know, the trolls will attack me. They'll clip this and attack me on that post. But anyways, even from the DMs that you guys get, I know a few, including you, ladies in the community that get these thirsty and you know, thirsty DMs. And then sometimes the DMs are just okay, that's unwanted.
Kyle sees it all the time. I send Kyle stuff all the time. And it's not even me doing anything. The messages that I get, even in the wrestling community. And then the funny ones are to me, I think I showed Kyle yesterday, was that I got one from somebody and he's clearly in a relationship. His profile picture is with his girl. He said he's his girl. And he's coming at me. He's like, oh, you're gorgeous. I don't respond. Yeah, you know, that's so disrespectful. Ugh. But anyway.
I mean, they're shooting your shot and then there's okay, let's take it back a little bit.
Don't shoot your shot with me. Just don't. Just don't, because I'm going to shut it down.
But yeah, it is hard to be a woman in this community. Next, and I hate how hard it is. I hate what like what it's become. Like it's unwanted, and it makes me sick sometimes. So, yeah. Anyways, we'll move on. BT this week. Did I watch it? I did watch it.
Yeah. Where's my notes?
I did watch it, but I didn't write notes on
the whole slapping thing that was going on.
Okay, so they didn't make fun of the knee slap. I remember now. Yeah. Okay, I should just pull out my tweets because I tweet about BT. God,
you
Kyle.
You did. You were tweeting at Quinn and Isaiah about their.
Their alcohol that they have that they said they're going to sell. And then Quinn actually got back to me and I'm like, oh.
The boys.
So they basically saying like they got to test out the flavors. Yeah.
So.
The boys. Know.
Yeah, the boys, the seat and water. Then Hangman paid them back.
Yeah, so that was a big thing.
But then he stole the bottle. And then Quinn was like, it's $2,000. So now I guess this is going to be the whole running joke now.
I guess. I'm just happy he paid the $12 back because that, you know, we can get him paying back the bottle of booze next week.
Right.
But I know they're going to play off of Hangman being broke now because Dark Order spent all his money.
Right.
But yeah, so I guess the $12 thing has been going on for so long.
Yeah.
And to see it like, finally get paid off here, I was happy to see that. That was fun.
Yeah.
God, I tweet a lot, man. I'm trying to, like, I'm scrolling down to try to get to my
being so quiet to like fully tweeting like crazy.
Yeah, here we go. So the leg slap skit, that was great. You know what? Like. It's fantastic. Just let leave him alone. Who cares if each company is throwing shots at each other? Because I've seen WWE doing the little shots thing too after the explosion. Like, who cares? Yeah. Just let them do it. Like, why do we have to sit and go, oh, these companies shouldn't be doing it. Like, no, just let them have fun. Let them do it. Who cares? If it bothers you that much, then don't watch.
Oh my God.
Anyways, it's great. I find it fantastic. Okay. Like, the no leg slap thing, because that's a stupid rule. Okay, that is so dumb. Not like that sells the move. That's like, you know, that's like saying, okay, you can go do a power bump. You can't lift the guy up with your hands.
Yeah.
And how are you supposed to do the move? Like you can do, all right, I mean, bad analogy, but I mean, you can super kick, but you know, it doesn't feel the same when there's no
super kick.
There's no noise.
So
Maki Ito's part.
I was just gonna say that. I was just gonna talk about her with the backup singer, like backup what happened dancers. To dancers, and she goes,
"What the fuck? You guys are horrible dancers. Fuck you!" It's like, oh my god.
I'm sad. I want her to stay, and I love like John Silver's. Like she's so cute.
Oh man, these skits with Maki Ito are great. I'm glad that they're doing so many with her, and the $12 thing. It's just, and then the picture that came out after is fantastic. And Stu Grayson's like the only one that doesn't like Maki Ito.
Yeah. I love how like they take equal turns on each other, like not liking. I miss our girl, Anna.
I
miss our girl, Anna.
Elevation was cool. Did you catch Elevation?
No, I did not.
So obviously it was more like a 2-hour episode of Dark because like. Yeah. Again, I've said it before many times on this podcast. I'm like a damn broken record here, but Dark Elevation won't be what it's going to be until things get back to normal. So for now, they kind of have to go with what they have. Like they can feature everybody that's not AEW rostered on Elevation. I'd expect maybe soon to just do that. I'd rather have that than seeing all these AEW names, but I get it. I know what they're trying to do. They want to get people to start watching Elevation. So you're going to have to feature a couple of your main roster people to get eyes over there. So eventually, once we get back to normal and they don't need to keep doing that, we're going to start seeing more less AEW rostered people and more independent stars and, you know, people that are very young, I guess, or are very fresh in the AEW roster. Right. So that's what that show is really meant for. So perfect thing here to transition to. It was announced Layla Hirsch is All Elite after that. I think they announced it actually during Elevation. So congrats for Layla Hirsch. That's another big ad for the women's division. I think she can play a key role in the women's division. She's a really good wrestler. We've seen a lot out of her. A lot of people are impressed. She's gained a very big fandom from wrestling in AEW. So I'm extremely proud of her for getting a contract. And even Tony Khan tweeting at her. Like she must be like over the moon happy now. So good for her.
Yeah. I kind of knew that for a while.
Yeah. And then we had regular Dark too, which was, it was all right.
There's so much wrestling. I can't keep up. I can't keep up between the indie stuff that I watch. My indie, it's hard. Like, it's hard for me to like keep up with everything.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? I don't remember. So we'll talk. Let's transition to Dynamite. Talk about Dynamite.
Yeah.
Because I love nothing really else. I don't think I really seen anything else that's supposed to be considered news.
No. I think it was like quiet, kind of a week for that.
Yeah, there wasn't really anything, like nothing too important to bring to the table other than their pay-per-view buys, maybe. They had the most pay-per-view buys. They made around $7 million, and that was the most out of any non-WWE pay-per-view event in the United States since 1998 or 1999, something like that. I'm like, oh my God, that's actually a massive accomplishment.
Yeah.
Because they're never going to get to WWE levels, not yet. Because right now they're only like what? They're barely 2 years old, but they're already setting that kind of a record. That's pretty big.
It's exciting.
So congrats on them for all that.
Yeah. Oh, the Kenny versus Swan title versus title.
Oh, that's right. Impact. Our podcast just become longer because they keep affiliating themselves everywhere. Now we got to talk about Impact because they announced that Kenny is going to be in a title for title match,
right,
at Rebellion. He's now going to face
collecting belts. That's just what he's going to be doing.
He's going to face Rich Swann because they had a title unification match against Moose, yeah. Which I saw clips from that match, and oh my God, that was a really good match.
Yeah.
So I'm very pumped up for Kenny. I don't know if he's going to win the title. Everyone's saying like, oh, they're doing the belt collector thing. He's for sure going to win it. I can't see that being a good idea for Impact though. I'd want like. But then you look at it the other way. Is Kenny going to go over there to lose to Rich Swann? Or I can only see Rich Swann winning if some sort of, you know, like screwiness is happening.
Well, he's still carrying the Triple A belt as well. You know, that hasn't been defended either. So he should just come out on AEW with like all the belts. Like, how cool would that be? Just like here, and then like around his stomach.
Yeah, he's defended that Triple A belt in AEW. So there's got to be something there.
It's been a while, though. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I think Kenny's gonna wind up being with all the freaking belts.
Belt collector.
But it'll be cool though, like to see that. Like, imagine he goes over like New Japan.
Yeah. What do you guys think in the chat right now? Live chat, opening up to you guys. What do you guys think? Do you think Kenny will beat Rich Swann at Rebellion? Let us know. So we'll move on after that. Yeah. So, let's talk about Dynamite.
All right, let's talk about Dynamite. I love all the green shirts, the bows, the hats.
Yo, why isn't the green shirt sold on shop? What the hell?
It wasn't?
No. Well, when I checked last night, it wasn't. It might have updated today. I didn't look. But no green shirt.
I hate that they put them out, right? And then it's like after the fact, though. Right, like
yeah. They
by the time, like even like the Valentine's, like I had debated about buying the best friends one. It was really cute, but they didn't have it in like the women's shirt.
Keep it
was
next
only
year,
like
though.
The regular one. But then it was like, by the time that I would get it, like Valentine's Day would have been over.
You could wear it another day. You could wear it in the summer. Why not?
It's too hot in the summer. I barely
wear t-shirts
like,
in the summer
like this. They were making the pink shirts in the women's.
You heard it here first. Tiff does not wear a shirt in the summer. She just shirtless all summer.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. See, that. She agreed. I told you. Oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
What? Anyways, anywho.
Let's get back.
Rehu. Back to reality.
Oh, God. Oh, it was made special for Cody. Okay.
Oh. Well, no, I saw AW St. Patrick's Day Slam t-shirts. People in the crowd were wearing them. The wrestlers.
Well, maybe it was just for them.
Boo.
Cop feels attacked.
I feel attacked.
Well, you should tweet them and tell them to send you one over.
I'm not going to. We're going to talk about Dynamite instead.
Oh. All right, let's talk about that.
And talk about Cody and Penta because they opened the show.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Good match. Good match. And Penta was a story here because, well, for many reasons. One, because he was hilarious. He had a few spots where he's wearing St. Paddy's Day stuff on the outside before and after the match, or during and after the match. And he looked like he was having so much fun. Now, can I just say that? Like, Penta looked happy as hell. Like, he didn't look like he was in any kind of miserable time. Like, he was, honestly, you could tell even in his wrestling, like, he felt good, and he looked like he was having fun, just plain right. simple. And it's awesome when you see that. And Cody and him had a very good match. Like, they was physical, too. Like, those chops. Like, Penta and Phoenix, when they chop you, man, that looks like it hurts. Like, those are some loud, hard chops. And Penta's got the glove, which I think adds a little to it, because I think you probably get a better smack when you're wearing a glove like that, because he's got the leather, like, baseball kind of glove, like the batter's glove kind of thing.
Yeah.
Big question here, though, Tiff. I know what your answer is already. Should Cody have went over here?
No.
Yeah, I didn't like the outcome either. I'm like, ooh, why is Cody winning? For what reason?
Because Cody wins everything.
I think they kind of need to tone down on that. He's got to have all the fireworks. He's got to have all of them. It's Cody Rhodes. Got to have Snoop Dogg singing his song, too. I don't know. I was just like, why is Cody winning here? Did he really need to win here? If they're setting up for him to be off TV for like a month and a half just to be there for like the first stages of his baby, even though Brandy tweets out that, I don't know, my husband's not going anywhere. Like, Brandy, stop it. Your husband is leaving for at least a month, at least, to be there for the first couple of weeks. Then he'll come over, and then you're going to have the baby grow up. Like I said, the baby's going to be brought up backstage from birth. Like, a week after the hospital, guaranteed it'll be backstage and it's going to live there.
Right.
It's going to be bred for this business.
Brad said he loves that Alex is the unofficial manager of Penta.
Who? Oh, Alex. The translator. You know what? They look good together.
Yeah.
They really good. I think they should keep them together because Alex has got that, like, evil kind of, like, facial tones when he's translating for Penta. And he comes across, like, very evil, too, when he repeats it. Mm-hmm. I think they should keep them together. Like, if they're going to split Penta and Phoenix, because I really do think these two don't need to be a team right now. They can go out and be singles guys, and I'd be totally fine with it, and come back as the Lucha Brothers when you need to.
Yeah. I like that idea. Why not?
That idea. I like it.
I mean, I would love one of them to have the belt on them, like the TNT belt. Why not? Eventually. Like, it would be great. Like, even this match that we got last night was pretty good.
You know, there's so many people
I wasn't crazy about the ending, but...
There's too many people that deserve a TNT belt. Do we need another belt?
No, we don't need any more damn belts. Let's not get
there's so many people that deserve the TNT belt that, you know, you can't just throw on them for a week. You know what I mean? Like, you want long stories with these belts, with these people that you want them. It's just, it's not going to happen for a while. Like, we can sit here and say, oh yeah, Penta and Phoenix should be TNT champion. Probably not going to see that until next year. Just saying. So, are you willing to wait? Or should we have another belt?
No.
No.
No, no more belts.
No. Oh, no, you don't want another belt there, Tiffany? Oh,
oh Lord. Oh God!
I'm just gonna bring it up random times now. I'm not even gonna.
Yeah, that's gonna be the new thing now.
But yeah, so if they're building up for him, I mean, it kind of looks like they're building up for him to take time off because they had Penta attack his arm after and do all that thing, and you know they're making the injured arm thing. He comes out with the KT tape every week. But yeah, then they did the whole like, does anyone give a shit about QT and his storyline? I'm sorry that I'm coming across as like. Angry and rude here, but who cares? Oh, QT came out late. Oh, where was he? We know where he was. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit, and I don't give a shit about this storyline.
This is not like how the storyline that we were getting with the whole Kip and Miro.
This is the same storyline as the Elite with when Kenny was coming out late all the time, but now it's QT coming out late all the time. Why are they copying?
Yeah.
Like, what? Just if you can't have anything original for this storyline, why even do it? Like, who cares? No one is sitting here watching Dynamite to see what's next with QT Marshall. I'm sorry.
Ace World said this is just the beginning of Cody and Penta feud.
Oh man, I'm telling you right now, Ace World. I'd love for these two to feud until the end of the summer. I would not care because Cody and Penta just put on a barn burner of a match, and I know they can go longer. These two can go a lot longer than what they showed. These guys could probably do like a 30 to 60 minute Iron Man match.
Yeah. Is this going to lead to an OT stable or QT stable? Listen, there's too many damn factions in AEW, I feel like, at this point. Don't you think? Like, let me know because I think it's becoming a little too much with the factions. Well,
I have something about that, though.
Okay.
I think there's a reason for this. And, you know, go with me here. Because we've seen with a lot of storylines, a lot of things in AEW lately, that they're all about long-term storyline. They do things for a reason that we usually complain about at first. But then in the end, we're like, oh, we go back and go, that's the reason why they did that. You know, like they're good for doing that. So I think they're doing all these factions and getting multiple person factions because we know it's a matter of time where they're going to be introducing those triple team belts, the three-man belts, and you're going to need teams to have a tournament for them because you know they're going to do a tournament for them. Cody answered my question and kind of teased it. Do like a Crockett Cup kind of thing. That's my guess and assumption as to why there's all these factions. Or it could be the opposite, and I could be wrong here, and Tony Khan just is obsessed with factions, and that's why AEW is just going to be known for Faction City.
Hi, Darren. Darren's in the chat.
Hi, Darren. Darren, guys, of This Wolf, if you see him in the live chat on YouTube, please go follow him and support him. The opening song you heard, not the Leprechaun song, but the other song, is Darren of This Wolf. It is the song Dead to Me. He lets us use it every single week. Darren, you're amazing for letting us use that. And all your other songs. He's got a new song coming out soon. Darren, I'm so excited for you in that song. I cannot wait to hear it.
Kyle's going to just make another show on the network.
Yeah, and if it's good enough, I'm just going to steal it and make another show. Well, I'll steal it, but ask you to borrow it. So any new song you got, I'm just going to make a new show for.
We just keep growing on the network. That's just what it is.
So like Darren, like you go to Darren's, like he can have like a CD and like we can have a show for each song on the CD. It's like Dead to Me, also All Elite Podcast.
Yeah, but I see that's the only other belt that should happen in AEW. No more like single runs belts or anything like that.
No, you don't want
like,
FTW. You don't want the F the World belt to be sanctioned,
or the 24/7 belts or something like
that. No, we're not doing that here. We're not doing that here.
No, but like I feel like because of the fact that what we're getting in AEW with all the great tag teams, and you do have a bunch that are three. So I mean,
that's my assumption. I'm just guessing. That's why.
And it would be great because AEW is all about the tag team. Not that obviously we have other great belts and stuff like that, but I can see that happening eventually.
Let's talk about Moxley and Kingston's promo, which led into their match. Moxley and Kingston, I tweeted it out, the team that we didn't know we needed. Like those two together. Out of the two promos that we got from last week to this week, can they just stay a team for a bit? Like,
just put the belts in them. Like, that's who the Young Bucks should lose.
Like,
to.
I know there's the complaint of like, oh, I hate when two singles competitors go and just become a team and win the belt.
No, but look at this. This is beautiful.
I mean, Moxley's won the world title, right? Eventually, he's going to become world champion again, eventually. Yeah. But for the time being, I wouldn't mind him going into an actual tag team with Eddie Kingston. And they're just that team. Because they both kind of do, like, they both are almost the same guy. Like they both go to the beat of their own drum. They both have that excellent mic skill behind them, and they're both, you know what I mean. They're bred together in this company. Like they came up together. They would be the perfect pair for a team. So I wouldn't mind. I mean, I want them to be a team from now on. I know Moxley's going to go too for a bit, probably another month, kind of like the same time as Cody, like a month, month and a half to go do the first stages of being a dad thing.
Right.
When he comes back, him and Kingston just need to stay together. Just stay together. Like, be a team. They ripped apart the Good Brothers in their promo. They brought up the Bullet Club, too. Like, are we allowed to say that? Forbidden Door?
What should their team name be? Drinking Buddies? Or, like...
The Drinking Buddies! That sounds so bad. I'm not bad, but, like, it sounds like... No, that's not a team. That's not their... They need, like, a grungy... badass team name. They wouldn't be called the Drinking Buddies.
They're gonna take like the best friend.
Yeah. No. You guys in the chat, if you guys think of a clever team name, let us know.
That should be a fan tweet.
But maybe I'll tweet it after the show. They talk about. They talk about the Good Brothers. They ripped them apart. Basically, it was a really, really good promo. And then during Kingston's entrance, the Good Brothers jumped. So they weren't happy. I mean, there was the one comment about the googly eyes saying, like, Luke Gallows looks like he has googly eyes.
Like Forky? Like Forky?
I was like, oh, that's kind of mean. But the Good Brothers jumped Kingston during his entrance. Again, Forky. Yeah, yeah, they mentioned Forky from Toy Story. And there he is, guys. There he is. There's Forky from Toy Story. God, Toy Story is so good. I fucking love that movie. Death Shout Riders. Yeah, that's good. Bill put the Death Riders in the chat. That's a
song. Oh, movie. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Sal says BMF.
BMF.
Bad motherfuckers.
Oh, God, there's so many good team names.
Yeah.
We'll put out a tweet, guys. You guys throw it up on the tweet that we're going to send out. But Moxley's shoulder was heavily bandaged from Revolution. So they're really playing that injury angle as well.
He's always playing the injury angles.
Yeah, but hold up. Isn't it a weird coincidence that both Moxley and Cody are both going to become dads and they both kind of have the same injury?
Yeah.
What? Was that planned or was that a coincidence?
Why is this not a Disney podcast?
Why is this not what?
A Disney podcast.
Oh, because I don't want to sit here and talk like this for like 60 minutes there. Oh, Tiffany, what's your favorite Disney movie? Oh, I better be Mickey Mouse. Oh,
no.
Fantasia. Oh.
No, it's Lady and the Tramp. Sorry, Mickey.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that one. It's all right.
You should have a schnauzer.
Lion King. Just saw me on Lion King.
Anyway, we'll bring this
up. But the match, very physical. Free-for-all. Yeah, physical, very angry match. Yeah, we might do like a full-on Disney episode of Free-for-all, guys. So if you guys want to sign up for the Patreon, $1 a month, we'll do a Disney episode. We'll do anything.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, Vanguard, okay, I got to get back to this. So, match.
Let's get back to Dynamite.
Match.
Okay, let's go stop.
The match here. Not Disney, but the match. A very angry and physical match. Like, Good Brothers were pissed. They were pissed the hell off. Like, they were mad about all the comments that were being said. They beat the hell out of them. Moxley ended up with a surprise roll-up pin. I saw a lot of people not happy about that. Kind of wish that maybe they kind of long-term built this match, but I'm just assuming because Moxley's due out any day now, they kind of want to get it out of the way. Kenny came out after with a chair. Kenny coming out. I freaking love this guy. Coming out and, like, doing, like, this kind of movement, this kind of dance to his own theme song. And I kid you not, Tiff, I saw someone, oh, my God. People on the internet are so fast and so creative. They redid Kenny's, like, entrance like that. But they dubbed over Hall & Oates over and him dancing to You Make My Dreams Come True. Oh, and it fits so perfectly. I was losing my shit. I'm like, oh, man, I forgot to like or retweet it because I saw it late last night in bed. And I was like already half asleep. And I tried to look for it today and I couldn't find it.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Anyways. So Kenny was about to like basically take out Moxley with the chair, like wrapping around his neck. And the Young Bucks came out. I'm like, okay, so they're gonna like half save them. They're gonna like do the too sweet thing in the end, whatever, because they kind of still did that. But the Young Bucks said, no, you know what? Like, screw you, because of this is basically basing off the promo that Callis cut on them earlier, basically saying like the Young Bucks aren't the same Bucks as they were in New Japan, and they're just a basic kind of like, you know, they call them the basic tag team with the belt. Like, they're not the real Young Bucks from Japan that should be champion. And, you know, Young Bucks took that to heart and they came out and said no to the too sweet and basically turned on Kenny.
Right.
And Kenny was irate. You see, like, Kenny is literally mind controlled by Don. I brought this up when this first happened, the whole alliance with Don and Kenny, I brought this up on the podcast. I'm like, I guarantee this is going to turn into where Kenny is basically the puppet and Don is the puppet master. And it's basically like, he's warped Kenny's mind to like not see clearly. And that's what we're getting here. And I know, I wonder what it's going to be and what the person's going to be to finally snap Kenny out of it. And I sit here and think of so many people, but I guarantee you, Tiff, this is going to be a long build.
I think it's going to be like, I'm still going to stick with
it's not
going to
be anyone in the company.
No, I just think like he's going to wind up losing the belt to Hangman. Yeah. I think we're going to have this long-term story that I said this, that I just felt that it was going to mean a lot more when Hangman takes it off of Kenny.
Right.
And then
I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing that.
No. I know you're not arguing. That's my theory.
But you know where I'm going with it? Like, who's going to snap Kenny out of it? He's going to lose the belt and he's still going to be part of it. But do you know who's going to snap him out of it? Not in this company. It's going to happen because of the new Forbidden Door.
Oh,
when things are back to normal,
I see where you're going with
Kenny's
this.
Kenny's yeah. oldest friend and oldest quote unquote lover, Kota Ibushi, I guarantee you will come and snap Kenny out of it. Calling you right now, stamp this podcast. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
I'm sure a lot of people are like love that idea.
So yeah,
I just thought this whole thing was a little too long, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it ran a little too long.
They need to do a little bit better. I get it. He's our champion, blah blah blah. But I just feel like this whole segment, we could cut it in half. Cut it a little bit more, and then maybe we could have got like another match in it.
Yeah. So there's a stare down, like a brief stare down, kind of with like the Bucks and Moxley. Like they kind of nodded over to him, mm-hmm. like saying, like, you know, we got your back. So I'm assuming this might lead to a Moxley and the Bucks against Omega and the Good Brothers on Dynamite eventually, maybe. It's my guess.
We'll see.
But in that promo, did you see the shirt that Callis had? That it's on Pro Wrestling Tees. I tweeted it. The no leg slaps here shirt with the little cross. He showed it briefly on camera when he's in the Young Bucks segment. It's actually sold on Pro Wrestling Tees. I may have to buy it. We'll see.
Kyle spends a lot of money with Pro Wrestling Tees lately.
Lately, man. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
But I've calmed down. Don't worry. Jade Cargill.
Oh, my God. She is like, never mind the fact that she looks gorgeous. I love her gear.
I love her entrance.
She is like the future of like AEW. Like, she's only getting better. Like, I know a lot of people say like she's so green, but
this is only her second ever match.
She looks really good for somebody who just had two matches. Like, she looks great. Like, I know it's not perfect. That's okay. But it's like, with me, like, I'm just in acceptance of all of this. That's like, okay, two matches.
What are people expecting? Is she going to come out and be the next, like, I don't know, Charlotte Flair right out of the gate? Like, no.
Like, I love how she, and I was talking about this with Queen of NE last night. I was like, I love how she just knows how to work the camera. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's all that training at the Nightmare Factory.
So good.
But their entrance is so cool. So cool. I like the lights go out and like the Titantron's really well done. They're putting a lot of stock in her. She got the pyro. You know, when someone's got the pyro, it's like, oh, keep an eye on this person. Yeah. She had a match with my girl, Danny Jordan, who I've been personally victimized. I have a shirt to prove it.
Yo, she got killed.
Yeah. I know. Sorry, she got like demolished, but you know, like I still simp for Danny Jordan because like she loves Mean Girls and I love Mean Girls. So, you know, we're kind of like best friends without knowing it.
Yeah.
So the German suplex she got, though, that was like a few inches away from being ooh. But
I
quick squash. They had Red Velvet in the side there, and they kind of argued a little bit. So it looks like Jade and Red Velvet, their little feudy, is not as far from over, actually.
Well, it shouldn't be because they haven't been in a singles match. It was tag team. So like, even though like it showcased a couple weeks ago in Dynamite.
Yeah,
we still need the one-on-one.
We'll get that. I'm sure we will.
So no, I'm all for it. I'm here for this feud.
Let's talk about the other big thing on Dynamite. This is big because we saw at the end of Dynamite last week what happened, transpired. MJF's new faction. He's got like a new remix theme, which sounds pretty good. I like the whole guitar riffs. So it's definitely a thing with Mikey, I'm assuming. Mikey Ruckus. So we'll see what happens with that. Tully cut a very good promo. The guy, man. Like, that whole promo from Tully was amazing. Like, he still got it with the promo-wise. Man, I don't know. People are going to criticize me. I don't really know if Tully was well-known for promos back in the day. Because I haven't really watched Tully promos back in the day, if he did ever. But he cut a very, very nice promo. Like, I felt it. He's an excellent mouthpiece for this group. They already have a couple of excellent mouthpieces. Like, FTR can talk for themselves. MJF can talk for themselves. Sean Spears can basically talk for himself. Like, everyone can talk for themselves in this group. Like, I haven't heard Wardlow talk, but like everyone can talk for themselves, and they either got a big mouthpiece with Tully Blanchard. Man, this is a very, very good faction. Very, very well put together.
Here, let me acknowledge Game of Ant is in our chat. He said we were ignoring him on Twitch. I wasn't. I saw what you were writing about Britt Baker being a goddess.
Sorry, and I actually don't have the Twitch chat up on my screen.
I do. I have it.
So blame Tiff. She got it.
Did I not just like say what he wrote in the Twitch chat? But okay, and then Rob wants to know, he goes, when you doing commentary full time on Dynamite?
Me?
Yeah.
Never. You think they're gonna hire me?
Ant wants to know, he goes, I don't want to offend you, but not going there.
Not going there.
Damn.
What do we do?
Damn.
Anywho,
blame him.
It's his her fault.
Blame Kyle. We always blame Kyle.
But what were you saying though?
I don't know.
Oh, Rob, you know what? I'm not doing. I'd love to, but you know what? Like, I don't know if I'd be actually good at commentary because I can't filter my swearing sometimes. So it'd be pretty bad. Like I'd say, like, oh, what a fucking move, and then they'd be, I'd be like, oh shit, that was on TNT. That'd be the talk of the town. But the Pinnacle is the name of this new faction. I don't hate it, and I don't actually really like it. It's like in between for me, and that's going to come across as...
Did you buy the shirt?
I did buy a shirt. I bought... My boy Sean Spears is in it. I cannot buy the shirt. Anything... you guys don't really like... Anything that Sean Spears is related to, I buy.
Yeah, that's his number one husband, okay? Like, I always say that. It's his number one husband, but yeah. The Pinnacle, man.
But hello to Ant, though, in the chat. Shout outs to you, Game of Ant, guys. Go check him out. He's part of my eFed world.
Oh, wait. I'm supposed to blame and shame you. Okay, hold on.
Yeah. Don't shake him. No. Pharaoh. No, by God. He's broken in half.
Butterfly on his ass. Like, what is going on here?
Fat Pharaoh. What have you been doing there, bro? What are you doing? Brother.
Oh, well, then.
Yes, God, getting off track here. God. The Pinnacle. It's all right name. I get it, though. It's such a long-term story built. Like, there's the guy, someone put on Twitter that video of, like, the long-term story building with it. Like, this goes back to when, like, MJF and Sean Spears were betting with each other at the beginning of the pandemic. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So, like, this has been brewing for a while. And, like, Wardlow brought up on Unrestricted Podcast once. He kept saying Pinnacle. Like, people have, like, and there was an FTR promo where it said they were the Pinnacle. Like, this has been long-term built. And MJF said it in that one, when he was feuding with Moxley, they had that little, like, remember they had that, he had that press conference, and he had the Burberry, like, stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said something about being, like, the Pinnacle in that, too. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it's these little things you don't catch at first, but then when it gets revealed, you're like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. This is great. So, the name, I'm a little bit about, I'm, like, on the fence. Great. Faction, no. This is fantastic. MJF cut a promo, too. So good. The guy is, man, and he's so young. Like, MJF is, so here's the thing. Someone pointed this out. So, MJF is joining this faction, basically like an Evolution, Four Horsemen type of faction, right? At the same age that Randy Orton joined Evolution. But MJF is far more ahead than Randy Orton at the time that Randy Orton joined Evolution. That shows a lot that MJF is going to be a mega, mega star in this business. And he's going to be a mat. He's going to help transcend AEW into that next level. Every level that they're going to go up, MJF is going to be that guy to help them do it. Like, he's got to stay here forever. Like, whatever it takes, you keep MJF on your show.
Yeah.
I don't believe he'd want to go anywhere, man. Like, I believe he
ain't going anywhere. He just needs to fix his damn tanning lines around his freaking beard and ears. Like, that shit was driving me crazy last night.
Evolution is a mystery. Love the butt rock.
And he's from around where I live. So, like, I'm going to have to go fight up with Maria.
But it's crazy. He revealed how much he pretended that he was Chris Jericho's friend, how much it took out of him. To pretend, like, to be all buddy-buddy and to, like, you know, kind of be the hidden... I can't really word this properly. But to be that guy to, like, not break character out of the inner circle. And it's crazy. And he goes over each member of the Pinnacle, boosting them up. This is amazing. I can't wait for the future of this. And it's all... Signs are all leading towards blood and guts between them and the inner circle. I think Jericho's taking some time off right now currently, so I don't think we're going to see Inner Circle for a bit. Then they'll come back and they're going to book something. I'm going to assume Double or Nothing we're going to get Blood and Guts.
But we've been saying this for like a freaking year already, that Blood and Guts is happening, which I'm still pissed off about that.
But they did it 1 year. I think it was, wasn't it 1 year to date
see,
last week?
I don't think, me personally, like, I'd be so excited to watch that.
You wouldn't
I don't
be?
Know. No.
Why?
I don't know.
You were so excited about it before.
I was excited because it was like the, you know, Young Bucks, Kenny.
Oh, you, the lead, okay.
The lead, you know, like me, like for this, I'm like.
Well, I believe we're going to get multiple. We're not just going to get one. It's going to be these two factions, and it's going to be Dark Order and Matt Hardy's faction in a Blood and Guts match.
So you think it would be like a whole pay-per-view dedicated?
No, maybe not. Unless they're going to do that, like an AEW Dynamite themed episode of, and call it Blood and Guts. Or they're going to have two Blood and Guts matches.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I'm excited.
I'm not excited I'm about excited. It.
Why?
I just told you why.
I think your mind will be changed.
I did have tickets for it. I got my money back because that was a lot of money and I wanted my money back.
Yes. And mine.
I figured that. You know, if it when it happens, like, I'll just go back and go buy tickets. But, like, I wanted my money back. It's been over a year.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, like, I wanted my money back. I was like, I'll just go back and buy tickets. Because if you look on the website for it, you could still buy tickets for it. Yeah. So, I'm just going to wait.
Ant, bring it up in the chat.
Yeah.
Jericho, bad luck with friends. First Kevin Owens and then now MJF. He can't have a normal best friend. Or Sammy, too. You can include Sammy Guevara.
No, Brad. No,
just don't have any friends anymore, Jericho. Just don't. Just no friends.
No, no Brad. No. No Cody.
All right, move on, though. Speaking of Matt and his empire, Matt Hardy and his empire faced off against Jurassic Express and Bear Country. Jungle Boy's theme song, I'm telling you, when we get crowds again, that's going to be the most over shit possible. You know that they're planning on going to the UK. We know UK crowds. And shout out to my boys, RTM, or my boy and girl, RTM Wrestling. One of my favorite UK podcasts, Emma and Andy, they've talked about on their podcast, the UK crowds are so intense. If anyone watches WWE and all the NXT takeovers that went over there and NXT takeover UK, the UK crowds are on another level. Imagine Jungle Boy's theme at a UK crowd AEW event. They're going to sing his song nonstop throughout the entire match. Like from start to finish, they're going to be singing that song just like they did the Bayley chant. When Bayley was over there, right? They're going to sing Jungle Boy's song from start to finish. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be nuts. Bear Country looked good.
I love Bear Country. I just love them. So Ant says Matt Hardy yawn. I'm with you on this.
Yeah, I'm not.
This needs to end. He should just be a manager, a mouthpiece. I'm not feeling this with my boys.
With his promo this week, he kind of like, you kind of seen, I don't know if this was done intentionally, but his broken self kind of broke out a little bit in his backstage promo. He kind of said a couple of words like in Damascus' voice. I don't know if that's a kind of like a tease that it's kind of breaking out again. Because I know his Damascus, his broken Matt Hardy gimmick only works when there's a crowd. It doesn't work when there's no crowd or, you know, for the 10%
we're getting some, but
when I say crowd, I mean like full.
I know what you mean, like back to normal.
Yeah, so I'm not really a fan of it either. Like I seen like maybe Private Party, there's something here because Private Party don't like Butcher and the Blade, you know. They said it many times that they throw off their vibe.
Yeah.
And well, like look, the tagging, right? He like they're pissed at Matt too, like Quinn gets tagged in, he has to get out and let Matt Hardy get the win.
Yeah, gin and juice, baby. Gin and
their move is so cool. Like Gin and Juice is such a sick tag team move.
My boys.
One thing people can calm down about is now Christian, because he had a promo this week and he's bluntly said what he has to, like this promo just can give people ease of mind, because we saw last week him with the title and Kenny, people are like, oh, he's gonna get instant title shot. This is just like WWE. Like, calm the fuck down, everybody. Okay, so Christian had a promo. He said it was just warning Kenny. He sent a warning that I will eventually be coming for you and put you on notice. It's not happening now, but he's putting him on notice. And he even said in the promo that he knows he's got to work his way there. He knows about the ranking system. He knows about how he's got to build himself to get a title shot. It's not just granted to you like WWE. A legend comes in. Oh, yo, we're putting you in the main event. Yes, we're going to give you the Universal title. Oh, my God. Your name, that means you're the champion automatically. No, this is not that company.
I think AEW's kind of proved that they're not that company a long time ago.
So he knows he's going to have to build his way and he's going to outwork everyone. He wants to live up to those three words, outwork everyone, and go and have a run and then make it worthy of getting a title shot. And I'm excited for that. If Christian is in the best shape of his life and he wants to work, let the guy work. Let him be. Let him go and have matches with Jungle Boy and, Pentagon. Maybe him and Pentagon have like an unreal match. You know what I mean? Like the possibilities of other matches besides him and Kenny are stuff that I'm looking forward to and what everybody should be looking forward to. Don't just fixate on something that was done last week. Let's calm down, everybody.
Yeah. Do we see Christian feud with a newly healed Scorpio? I'm for it.
I'm all for it. Scorpio and Christian, do it. Because I know Scorpio's lined up for TNT belt soon.
Yeah.
Because he's going to cash in that brass ring. Oh, wait, no, he had a match already.
He had his match already.
Scratch that.
His match, yeah.
Etch a sketch.
So, but, Scorpio is so good. His promos are so freaking good.
It's Kenneth Cloverleaf. Bob Van Darn. But God, it's Bobby Lashley. Yeah, son of a bitch.
No one's going to get this.
So, we got to talk about this. We have to because it involves Darby, Sting, and Snow. Because Tiff loves Snow. He's back again with Snow. I'm like, oh my God.
It was less Snow at least.
They're doing it on purpose now. They're like, let's fuck with
it. They know I get like PTSD from this shit.
We got one more slot left in this schedule. What do we do? We got to mess with Tiff still. Put some Snow. Okay, we're going to put Snow up on the board. Oh, man. So Darby had a really cool promo. Now, he brought up that he's only defended the belt 3 times, and people were, like, cheering. He's like, no. He's like, that's bullshit. And he's pissed that he's only defended it 3 times. He says he wants to live up to one of the greatest TNT champions, and he's referring to Brody, and he wants to come out and defend that belt against everybody and everyone. And he actually challenges and calls out any member of the Dark Order to come face him next week for the TNT belt. And it's so funny. They did such a good job with this. And I know you were losing your shit because I saw you tweet, Tiff. They had later on the show the promo with the Dark Order backstage and decide who it was. And, -1 comes out. It's me! and Uno, no, maybe in 9 years. And tucks him away. And then Reynolds eventually goes, well, how about John? And he's like, yeah, the meat man's ready. Johnny Hungy.
Yo.
The meat man.
I need to buy that shirt. I should just buy it. Johnny Hungy. Because I'm just forever gonna love Johnny Hungy. Like
the meat man.
I was supposed to go and I wind up not going, but like because I know like it'll happen. But like I have to go be John Silver, and then I just need him to cut a promo on all the podcasts and talk about how hunky he is.
So Johnny, is that gonna be your interview with him? How actually hungy are you? Are you slightly hungy? Are you very hungy? Are you like dinner time hungy? Are you like, brunch? Maybe like you want like a nice big brunch hungy? Like how hungy are you? That's got to be a question if you ever interview him.
Okay.
You know what? Just slide into his DMs. Ask him if he wants to come on the show. Screw it. I mean, their media team, because I'm pissed at them. Just go and slide into his DMs.
Okay. I have a connect anyway.
So anyways, Lance Archer comes out. And he basically, Lance Archer cut a decent promo. I'll give him that. And like he called, he ripped apart Darby, calling him an indie-rific joke. And I'm like, oh, okay. Just the part I didn't like, and you guys know where I'm going with this. Jake, why are you talking? Like, what did he call Darby? A weenie? Like, you should go back and get your hot dog bun? Like, what? What are you saying? Why are you talking?
Kyle loves him. That's Kyle's favorite wrestler.
Go get your hot dog bun because you're a weenie. Like, we don't need Jake Roberts calling people weenies on TV.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Stop. Just don't give him the mic, man. Just stop. Or write his scripts for Christ's sakes.
God. Anyway.
Team Taz, and there's another thing here. So Team Taz comes out. I'm like, oh no, here we go again. They're continuing this shit, and no. We got something else out of it. So Brian Cage, like, no, I got to say something, Taz. And I'm like, okay, what's he going to say? He just pulls a 180. I don't think anybody saw this coming. Like, no, you can't tell me you saw this coming. No one can say this.
No one saw this coming. I didn't see this
And he gets on the mic, says he respects the hell out of Sting, says Ricky Starks is wrong for what he said, and says, I respect you for taking all that beating in the street fight and everything. And Taz is losing his shit, and everyone's losing their shit. And then Brian Cage just walks away from Team Taz. I'm like, okay? Like, what? I was so confused. I'm like, okay. I mean, Brian Cage, the babyface? I don't mind it.
He should just promote DDPY.
Just promote DDPY. You know what? I do some good yoga. Oh,
no.
I can't do his voice because I can't get that raspy, like, smoker's raspiness. Brian Cage. That was interesting.
That's the thing.
Him as a babyface. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. I want to see Brian Cage in more matches. So if it means he's separating from Team Taz, I saw a highlight clip the other day, Tiff, of like Brian Cage through Lucha Underground and Impact. I'm like, why are we not getting this Brian Cage? Where the hell is this Brian Cage? Like, what the fuck? Why is this? He's too held back. That's the problem with some factions. Guys that are really, really good and don't really need to be in a faction get held back.
Yeah. There's a lot. Like
factions are good, like, but Archer, for people that are green.
Archer should be like a monster in AEW.
Yeah. Factions are good, but if you're green, you know what I mean? Like you have a couple of people that are green or not well known. It kind of builds them up. But like Brian Cage, get him the hell out of Team Taz and send him on a singles run or something. Do something.
Ed said he just wants to come guest on the show just to pop me.
We'll get you on again.
We're going to do a free for all too with Ed.
But Scorpio Sky had a vignette, which was pretty good. The team for the vignette teams for AEW are on point. I'm assuming they're saving this for like him for having a big match at Double or Nothing. I don't know what's going on with him. We did mention maybe eventually him and Christian. That'd be something to see. So I'm hoping we get something big out of Scorpio Sky because they don't just do a vignette like that for no reason. Because there wasn't a lot of vignettes at all on the show. So
no.
We'll see what happens with that. And then really quickly here, Rey Fénix facing Helico. Really good match. Yeah. Again, Rey Fénix showing a lot of showing a lot lately that he's a really good singles competitor. He ends up winning. Miro and Kip have a really good segment. They have it a backstage thing. And the only thing good I took out of that is that Miro mentioned that, you know, he's hungry to become world champion. Yeah. And they basically with this promo, because he said the thing about Kip's wife. He's like, so they basically planted the seed for their match, their next tag match against Chuck and Orange Cassidy with that stipulation on the line. That's going to be it. I know Kip and Orange are going to win that. Orange and Chuck are going to win that now. And Miro's going to separate himself. And we need a big run from Miro, man. He's primed, and people are just waiting for him to explode and come out and just eat people for breakfast every Dynamite.
Yes, let's do it.
And then the main event. We've got to talk about this because it's the biggest thing ever.
Oh, my God.
The second ever lights out unsanctioned match, JR. God, man. Some days I'm like, come on, JR, get on it. He mentioned that on commentary that this was the first AEW unsanctioned match. Like, where were you at Full Gear 2019?
We were there.
Yeah, we seen it.
We were there. Me and Kyle were there.
Second one in AEW history. Yeah. And they've done a really good job with unsanctioned matches. I can say that's probably their forte, Tiff. They can just do an unsanctioned match and we know that they're gonna live up to it. Like this was good.
We're getting women main eventing. Like, how awesome is that? Like, this is such a good match.
Third unsanctioned match? What was the third one?
What?
I don't remember another unsanctioned match. Oh, was it Moxley and Janela? Was that unsanctioned at Fyter Fest? The first Dynamite.
Penny versus Moxley, Janela versus Omega. It was the first on Dynamite TV.
Really?
Damn. I can't even like remember.
I was there and I don't remember that.
Anyway,
this match of the year. So far in AEW.
Match of the month?
Match of the year in AEW since 2021. 2021, this is the match of the year for AEW. What match beat this? This was so good. And the story was there. The storytelling between these two for the last whatever months it was lived up to this match. And this was so good. Like, it was, I think their wrestling match from their other fight was better wrestling style, but this was the hardcore elements added. This was so good. This was so entertaining, if I can put it that way. It was very, very entertaining.
Brad said it was Janela versus Omega and Dark.
Now I remember. Yeah.
This is what Brad's
doing. That was called Unsanctioned? Really?
Brad's the encyclopedia. He remembers everything. I forget things. I'm getting old.
God, I remember like watching that after, but huh. That was the first Dynamite. Yeah, I was there. I don't remember that.
But
I think it's match of the year so far. And probably I'm telling you, in my eyes, it's up there. It can be in your top 10 women's matches of the last decade. Like, if you're thinking about women, like great woman matches in these promotions from the last decade, this has got to be one of the best ones. Like, I'm putting this up there with Bayley and Sasha from the first takeover in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, this was so good. This was pay-per-view quality.
It's so funny, right? Like, how everybody like destroyed Britt Baker, right? And like, look where she's at now. And she's gotten so much better being a heel, getting better in the ring. And then she's like having her best matches with Thunder Rosa. And Thunder Rosa is so
Thunder safe Roser.
To work with. Like,
Thunder Rosa. Sorry. I heard you say Thunder Rosa and went, Thunder Rosa. I love that girl, Thunder Rosa. She can wrestle all the time. Oh, she wrestles so good. Thunder Rosa.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Blood.
Blood. Blood.
Thumbtacks.
Do you ever see that? Do you remember that back in the day? That clip, that video clip of the guy in the little brother and the older brother, but they're like babies. And he was like bleeding and the mom's videotaping. The kid's like, blood, blood. Mom's like, where? Right to her. Blood. Yeah. I'll send you that clip after. Yeah, it's so funny.
Okay.
But yeah, women with blood, both bladed. Yeah. Both had blade spots. I'm like, oh.
Good for them, man.
This is new.
I feel bad for like the thumbtacks just like to pull those all out. Like, I cringe, man. Like,
she has so many.
One of the promotions I watched the other week, Akira had a whole bunch in his head. And they were like pulling it out. It was like the credits, so they were pulling all the fucking thumbtacks out of his head.
Man, props to both ladies in this match. They took a hell of a beating in this match. God. Like, Britt took most of the beating too. Like, she had Death Valley Driver onto the ladder from the top rope. She got Thunder. What's it called? The Thunder Driver or Thunder whatever. Like, the last move of the match from the outside of the ring to the outside through the table. She went onto the tax. Like, man, Britt took the brunt.
Yeah. Good for her. It just showed like how much of a badass she is. Like, she's had the best matches with Rosa. Like, seriously.
So like I think we speak for everybody now to like put the freaking belt on her already. Right? My God.
Put it on her.
But then we know this is building Double or Nothing, her for sure. We're probably most likely gonna get a title change. My assumption.
It should. But it's just making her stronger and better. Yeah. Which I love. So
such a good match. This was so
good. No, like, social was so split about this match.
Split, really?
Oh my God. Like, the stuff I was seeing, like, hating on it, saying that women shouldn't be blading, that women shouldn't be wrestling. I was like, my God. Like, and it was funny because even like a lot of the wrestlers in the independent world that I'm, you know, really cool with and stuff, like, even them were tweeting and they were like, this is the best thing. Like, they set the standards here for women's wrestling and even like this. But yeah, there was a lot of hate on social.
Oh, Conrad's in the chat from Everything Pro Wrestling. Yeah, Cooper Girl pointed out, I saw that. Adam Cole actually tweeted out that his girlfriend's a badass.
Yeah.
Like, this. You know what kind of stinks a little bit about this? Not trying to be negative here. This kind of like, this has been one of AEW's, this probably again, one of AEW's best women's matches ever. So like, it's kind of tough for them now to come out each week and not kind of, I'm not saying do hardcore matches every week, but be as good as this every week. Like, you got to come out now every week, be this good. If you're going to want to build this division and make it more credible, you have to come out every week and do that.
Yeah.
But man, do you see the video of Tony Khan and like the after video, like Tony Khan coming over with Omega to both like Rosa and Britt, said that was like the greatest thing he's ever seen, and he was so thankful, and like he mentioned, he was like a little boy following like his hero, like just kept following Britt and Thunder, like say, oh my god, you're amazing, like thank you so much, and you know, like that was the best thing I've ever seen, like he was so like humble about it.
Yeah. Nah, that's great. Nah, it was good. They set the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. This is like one of the best women's matches, best, you know, main events of Dynamite. Like
they gotta come out, keep doing this. They gotta come out with these women and keep raising the bar. Keep trying to raise it. Can't go down from here.
So that's why I say, like, I know a lot of people like same thing, like Jade or Ty Conti and all that, like a lot of people, like, right, we said this, we've been saying this as long as we were doing AEP, people were so critical about the women, but look, we were so like horrible, like talking about Britt, that she was unsafe, so she was this, she was that, right? And like look where she's come. And that's why I say, like, you have to keep an open mind that a lot of these wrestlers don't, when they come from the independent circuit, that they're not wrestling all the time, they're not maybe getting the training that they're getting today, and it's only going to get better. So
it's true what they say, mind. Patience is a virtue.
Yeah.
So. Got to be patient, folks. And they now have a lot of wrestlers on the roster to make this division amazing. Like, I know eventually they're going to throw all kinds of money at Thunder Rosa to get her signed to the company. They have Britt now, who's getting so much more groomed to become, you know, not green anymore. They have, like we said, Ty Conti, Layla Hirsch, who they just signed, an incredible wrestler. They have her. They have an excellent, you know,
Red Velvet.
Jade Cargill, if she starts getting a little bit more better.
Wait till Chris Statlander comes back. Yeah.
I know I hate mentioning her because it scares the hell out of me, but a great character in Abaddon.
It's different. That's what it is. It's different.
Serena Deeb, who's actually on the roster. I know she's NWA Women's Champion. She's on our roster, and she's an incredible wrestler and an incredible. Yeah. She's gonna become an incredible trainer to pass on all that she has. Riho, I can include Riho in there. I'll say she's a really great wrestler, and they have Hikaru Shida. Like, they have the talent. Yeah. It's just it's gonna take a little time correctly. To groom and. You know, they have the keys there. They just need to start, you know, maybe
pulling
now.
The trigger on it.
Now start pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Especially with the people you have hot. So.
Thanks.
Anyways.
yeah.
Great episode of Dynamite. So good.
Very good. Enjoyed it.
Can't wait for next week. Woohoo. I didn't actually write down all the matches they have planned for next week, but I'm sure everyone knows because they tweet it and they do all that stuff. So next week should be another great episode of Dynamite. And remember, guys, beforehand, join us on the Twitch, or join myself, I guess, and Twitch, or Tiff will be in the chat, but on Twitch, 6 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday for my E-Federation League World of Wrestling. Got the first weekly television show happening next week, so you guys can tune into that. Tiff's got a bunch of big interviews coming up, so you guys want to make sure you're following the network, and also making sure you're following this podcast on our socials, liking us on Facebook at All Elite Podcast, following us on Twitter at All Elite Pod, and following us on Instagram at All Elite Pod as well. We are also available on audio platforms. Make sure you are searching up the No Holds Barred Network. You will find the correct All Elite Podcast, which is often replicated but never duplicated here on the network. So make sure you search up No Holds Barred Network. You will find us on platforms such as Spotify, CastBox, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, wherever you're getting your podcast, search up the No Holds Barred Network. And thank you to our Apple Podcast listeners. If you are an Apple Podcast listener, thank you so much for listening. But most importantly, thank you if you're leaving us a comment and a rating. Be generous and leave us a 5-star rating. It helps us in the charitable side of things. Thank you very much to those who have. And again, thank you to Darren of This Wolf for letting us use the song Dead to Me, that our official theme song of the podcast. And he lets us use all his other songs for other podcasts on this network. So thank you again, Darren. We appreciate you each and every single week. So, yeah. That's right. Cupid Girl mentioned the chat. So next week, I love this whole, I know I'm kind of end the show and I didn't talk about this, but this whole, like, they're calling it a world title eliminator. So, like, if Seidel beats Omega next week, he gets a title shot for Kenny Omega's belt, and he's got to beat Omega to do it. And like Tony Khan, they did this on Elevation, I'm pretty sure, or was it Dark, where like Tony Khan came out and like was yelling at Kenny on the mic and stuff. I'm like, oh, Tony Khan, you probably shouldn't be on the microphone. Just stay at the desk. Like he's a little bit green himself when he comes to an authority figure. Tiff, you haven't seen it, go and watch it. It was just like, okay. but anyways, it's going to wrap up the show. Been on too long now. It's an hour and 17 minutes. Damn, podcast is too long. Damn, freaking idiots. Shut up already. Anywho, Rehu guys, thank you for watching live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. We appreciate you all. Thank you very much for watching back on YouTube if you're watching back. And thank you very much to all our audio download listeners. You guys mean the absolute world to us. All your support that you guys have been doing lately is so much more appreciated here between me and Tiff. It means the world to us just by following, just by liking the video, by sharing it, by subscribing. Everything you do, anything you guys do, even like or retweeting, it means the world to me and Tiff. And we really do feel humbled and appreciated by all you guys that are doing this. And even our patrons. We have a Patreon page that we don't really like to make you go and do, but we have fun content on there. If you ever want to sign up for Patreon, it's only $1 a month and you get all the content on there. You get me and Tiff on another side of us. We go crazy on free for all. We've had guests already. We're going to do special themed episodes coming up. We've actually just finished up our snacks episode. Yeah. We're going to do an American versus Canadian snacks episode. There's a few people that want to come on. We're going to do some funny episodes. Like I mentioned today, we might do a Disney episode. We'll do a full on Disney episode of free for all.
And it's just gonna be people wanted to send us stuff too. Yeah,
to taste. So it's going to be
up on the podcast. So, but all that stuff's going to be on the Patreon. So Make sure you guys join for a dollar.
So it's going to wrap it up, Tiff. Thank you to everyone again. This has been the All Elite Podcast right here on the No Holds Barred Network, your source for all wrestling podcast content and more. I'm your host, as always, your self-proclaimed greatest host, Kyle Masters. I'm always joined by my co-host, the woman of many nicknames. You know her as EVP Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies herself. That's Tiffany and the Lady Delight Tubes. Forgot about that. Too many damn nicknames. We'll see you guys right back here next week, guys. For the next All Elite Podcast, every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Me.